Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to have everybody back on Blog Talk Radio with us tonight. Just trying to lift up the name of Jesus and trying to get the word out and trying to get people saved, healed, set free, and delivered. That's what it's all about, is lifting up the name of Jesus and seeing people changed and set free and delivered and healed. And we just want to thank everyone for joining in tonight. And it's going to be a good subject tonight. The subject is coming out of John 1:1, and it's, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, we can't do nothing within ourselves, but through the Word of God, we can fight the devil off, and we can get our needs met. We get sanctified through the Word, and, you know, by listening to the Word of God, we can become a Christian and be a worker for the Lord. So the Word is very important to have in our lives. And so that's what the subject is on tonight. And it don't matter what your need is, Jesus is the answer to every problem that we face. And everybody's facing something in their lives right now. And we just lift everybody up and just ask God to meet your needs as you step out in faith and believe that he's going to meet them. And we want to welcome all the new listeners from all over the world that are coming into this broadcast. We pray that it'll be a blessing to you and that you'll reach out to the Lord for your needs, because Jesus is the supplier of every need. And it don't matter if you need salvation, he's the great physician also, but if you need salvation, he'll save you. And just reach out to the Lord for every need tonight. And I guarantee you, if you do your part, Jesus will do his part. So just be blessed tonight as you listen to the broadcast. And we just want everyone to be remembering Dora in prayer. She's made it home, but she's still very weak, and she's needing God to give her some strength. So just be lifting Dora up tonight to God. We just thank God for what he's done for bringing her through this horrible situation that she's been in. She's been taking chemo, and I don't know if she took the radiation or not, but anyways, just lift Dora up to the Lord and ask God to give her the strength that she needs. And her husband also that's taking care of her, Jay, remember him. There's many, many more out there that have urgent needs, and God knows all about them. And so just all the prayer warriors, be praying for the people while we're on the broadcast, all the ones that you know of that need God's touch or need God to move for them. I believe in prayer. I believe in lifting people up to the Lord and seeing their needs met. But we're just going to say that we thank all the ones that pray for this broadcast from week to week. We couldn't do it without you. We need all the prayers that we can get. You know, the adversary is out like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And through the word, we can have the victory, you know. We fight the devil through the word. So everybody's facing something and going through something. So let's just lift up everybody to the Lord tonight, and everybody's need will be met then. We want to go ahead and praise the Lord for all that he's doing. We've been seeing a lot of people being healed and a lot of people being set free from different things, and had several in the altar last week coming back to the Lord. So we just praise God for that. He's on the move. A lot of people say, oh, the Lord ain't doing nothing, but yeah, the Lord's doing something every single day for somebody, for the ones that'll reach out and, you know, by faith and receive what he's got for them. So just reach out tonight, and I know the Lord has something for each of us. And whatever your need is, just tell the Lord and believe in faith, and I believe that he'll meet that need. We're going to get, we're going to go over here to the computer, and we're going to sing a few songs, and then we'll get Brother James on.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship the Lord with us. As we sing, just pray for us. Our sinuses are still messed up, but we're still going to praise and worship the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible is found on the ground. I'm not
Come on in and tell where you're at and who you are.
This is Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, CSOs. Thank God, you know, we got an opportunity today to lift up that precious name of Jesus. And glory to God.
Amen.
When we, I prayed this week about what we're bringing out tonight, and I'm just going to think it ought to be called going back to the beginning. Because that's what it says, too. It said, if you fall away, something happened, do your first works over and come back again.
Amen.
And he'll receive you back unto himself. Glory to God. He's not a God that's just all vengeance, but he's nearly all love. And praise God.
Amen.
He wants to return for you to come back home. He talked about if you had 100 sheep and 99 right with you, good and safe and one wanders off, he leaves the 99 and goes after that one. Glory to God.
Yes.
When you come back, though, you got to start over. That's what people don't want to do. They say, well, I've been a Christian for 50 years. I just slipped up. Then tell God and get forgiveness, praise God. Hallelujah. You can't just go back and say, here I am, God, I'm back again. Because he might not be looking down and spouting at you. But glory to God. Here's what it says. We're coming out of the book, big book of John, and it's the first chapter and the first verse. Here's what it says. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Now, pray you think about this. People claim, yes, I've got Jesus. He's my Savior. Yes, glory to God. Oh, I know the Word of God. But now, this part here, I don't believe that means what it says. I don't believe that part right there. Then you don't have none of Jesus unless you get all of Jesus. Friend, they need to get off the high horse and know that God knows more about what he was saying and what he meant than we do. But you got preachers get up there, and they'll get to preaching, and they'll stop. And they'll say, now this word right here, in the Greek, it means this. So what he's really saying, I got news for that preacher, whoever you are, God knows more about what he meant to say than you do. Hallelujah. And if I was wanting to hear it in the Greek, I would speak Greek. But I'm not a Greek, and I want to hear what it says in English. Around the world, they want to hear it in different languages. They don't want you to go back and say, now, in the English, it means this, because that don't help them a bit. It confuses them.
Right.
And my God is not the author of confusion. The Word of God stands true, stands firm. It's in the heart of a Christian. He wants to follow it, but also he wants to live it in his life, he or she, because that's exactly what God meant to do. In the beginning, it was the Word. That's how the world was formed. God spoke the world and everything it is into existence.
Amen.
But you remember, when he was up there, the first thing he said about man, he said, let us make man in our image. Well, who was the us? It was the Word of God in him. The Word of God is Jesus Christ, which we'll read about it here in just a minute. But praise God, you got to know that the Word of God is Jesus Christ. That's who he was, sent here to bring salvation to all men.
Yeah.
And so the same was in the beginning with God. You see, before he ever spoke, the Word was in him. It was with him in the beginning. All things were made for him. And without him was not anything made that was
Amen.
Made. God spoke it into existence. What he didn't speak into existence was me and you. And me and you, he formed the first man of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils. And he became a living soul. Can you Christians tell me why he did it that way when he could have just spoke us? Because he wants you to choose him. He don't want you to be spoken because the Word of God can't never fall, can't never fail, can't never falter, can't never be not true. But man, in him is the goodness and the evilness that's in this world. It's in a man. He has to choose the good path. He has to choose that word of God to be his guide and light in his life, to be the principle in his life that he lives by. Because you can surely choose the devil, and he'll be right there with you every day trying to talk you out of serving God. But we got a word to fall back on that they've never, ever found fault in. They say, this and that about it. But they can't speak it untrue because every bit of it is bearing itself out. Yet today, it's becoming, hallelujah, God, not just a prophecy. It's becoming the news. He's telling us what's going to happen, what's happening today. He's telling us about the love of money with wax gold, praise God, and he's doing it before our eyes. The church houses are getting down slack, and they used to be full. Why? People are waxing gold. They know the word. They know to live for Jesus. But that world draws them away because they got the word of God in their heart. Praise God.
Amen.
It's time, hallelujah, God. They just preach right there. I don't know. But praise God. If the word of God is not in you and you don't know it, study it to show yourself approved, how you get the approval of God? When he tells you how, he tells you what to do. He tells you in his word how he guides your steps. He'd be a light under your path, glory to God. He set it up where we could be evil, but when we repented and come to Jesus, we could find repentance. He died on that cross, praise God, to buy our salvation and our pardon. Praise God. And people don't even recognize the word of God in their house.
Come on.
You go to get their Bible, and they got to dust it off before they pick it up and get the dust off of it. That ain't a Christian's house. That's a so-called Christian house. A Christian house, their Bibles get old, and the pages wear out, and they start falling apart, and they'll put it together with tape and still tote it for years because they know it's never failed them. It's never let them down. It led them to an almighty God. It led them to a Savior that loved them more than they even loved themselves. Praise God. He
Thank
said,
you, Jesus.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Is that not talking about us? Glory to God. We think we're so smart because we can learn the books in school or go to college and make a big professor or whatever, and we think we're a genius. Praise God. But the light of God is shining all around us, and we're too dumb to recognize our need for it. That's not genius. That's plumb crazy. Because you look at this world, it's falling apart right now. United States, we brought 6-7 million in across the border. Now all the cities are saying, hey, you got to give us money. Help us. We can't feed and house all these. What are you doing? And they just bring more. They're not real bright, folks. And that's our leaders. Glory to God. And if you get up and say something, go to preaching, there's another way. There's a better way. There's a highway of holiness that we can walk there on. Praise God. If we just trust him and trust this word of God, the unfallible word of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That'll tear us into heaven and give us eternal life. If we'll serve God in the way he said do it. And yet they say, that's too hard for me. You preach that. You preach too hard. You get up there and you're saying stuff. You're just throwing it at me. Not if you're not guilty, friend. Not if you're not guilty. It's the words of life to them that are saved. It's the words of condemnation to those that are serving the devil. And that's the truth in God. That's the truth everyone needs to understand tonight. Praise God. This word of God, it will get on your toes. It'll get on your head. Everything about you, it'll tell you if you got evil in you. But it also tells you if you've been born again, if you're sealed up inside, if you're sanctified by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It'll let you know that you know that you know. Nothing can drag you out of
here.
Praise the Lord tonight. He said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. That he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. He was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. If you know your Bible, you know a little about it. Elizabeth, I think, was his mama's name. Of Lord, she was kin to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Praise God. So John was a little bit akin to him. Hallelujah. And here he goes. He gets out. He's bearing witness to the light of God that's to come in the world. Praise God. He didn't know who he was then, but he's still bearing that witness because God sent him out to do it. Praise God. I love it. It says he was not the light, but was sent just to bear witness of the light. And
yes,
glory to God. I love it. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. It's on all of us. We've all been shined on by God. We've all been blessed by God, the good and the evil. He said it rains on the just and the unjust alike. He sends blessings. He carries you up through this world. He supplies you need. Glory to God. But you hadn't got a hold on the life that he come to give us. The life he come to give us, praise God, is eternal. It's never ending. Life in Jesus Christ, glory to God. Because you can't get to God any other way. And my Bible said there's a Father,
amen,
a Son, and a Holy Ghost. And it also said these three are one. They're already the same. The word come out of God's mouth. So that's part of God. And that was Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But the Holy Ghost is the power and the strength of God. It's the spirit of a boat comes inside us. Hallelujah. All three coming in. Bless God. A man's blessed only when he receives that great blessing of God called the Holy Ghost. Comes inside you. Seals you up. Praise God. Puts a hedge about you. On sake of drive. He can't break through that bloodline. Praise the Lord. See, he was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. And who do you think that's talking about? It ain't John. They knew him. They knew his mom. They knowed all about it. But Jesus, remember, they didn't know who his daddy was. Because Mary was a virgin and had a child. Didn't nobody. Oh, she would have been put to shame, might have been killed. But what happened? Her husband kept quiet about it, remember? He didn't say nothing because the angel of God come down to him and said, this thing is in her. It was put in there by God. That's where the child come from. And she's still a virgin, as a man thinks, but God spoke in her womb. And that's the reason Jesus Christ lived here but was without sin. Because the word of God, I told you before, I tell you again, it cannot fail. It cannot be tempted. It cannot be tried. It cannot be twisted. Although these so-called preachers on TV love to twist it and love to turn it around and say, send me your seed money, and God's going to bless you 100-fold, all this stuff. It ain't about money. The seed, he said, the soul is what? It's the word of God. What I've got in my hand right here, that's life, folks. That's the life of God is in his word, praise God. It says this, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's talking about he come strictly for the Jews. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Folks, that's all you got to do, but you also need to know who he is. I'm going to break it down a little later and show you. He is the word of God. Manifested, spoken into the womb of Mary. Glory to God. When he came forth, you think about this. Nobody really know who his daddy was. Because they thought, oh, she slipped around. Oh, she done this. Oh, she done that. But praise God. What other man ever been born that could raise the dead? What man ever been born could heal leprosy? Could give sight to the blind? Open deaf ears. Unstop the dumb mouth. Glory to God. Heal of glory. All them that was lame and laying by the bed, a fool there at Bethesda, a glory to God. He's the one, I believe, that troubled that water. He's the one, when they got in, healed them with his mighty power. He's the one that takes cancer away. He's the one, hallelujah, God, that heal people. The doctors don't know how they got healed. They just got healed. Doctors say it's a miracle. Well, the miracle worker is Jesus Christ. And he is the word of God.
Amen.
Have faith in anything. Put your faith in him. Glory to God.
Amen.
It said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. When we're born of God, we become the sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. And ain't
Amen.
Nothing He said to take you out of his hand. Once you get in there, he'll hold you. He'll keep you in all your ways. Praise God. I didn't say everything was a bed of roses, but praise God, even in the roughest struggles, the roughest trials, the most tribulation, the most hurt and pain, God will bring you out. Because why? Because you belong. You come to him and say, forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Lord, show me the right way. Lead me and guide me. Teach me.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus. And he does. And here's what it says. Is where we go. Verse 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, you don't think that Jesus was the Word of God? I read it to you right there. I'm going to read it to you some more. Because, praise God, he is the Word of God made flesh.
Yes,
and he is infallible. Oh, look at all the Pharisees and Sadducees. They was caught, all the high priests and all of trying to find a fault in him, that they could get him crucified, get him killed, stone him, anything they could do to get him gone, because he's taking their power away from them. Why do you think our government today, our government, not some foreign country, is going after the devout people of God and saying that they need to be stopped, they need to be shut up, that ought to be determined to be hate speech if they say what we don't want them to say? And you say, well, the Constitution gives us the right of free speech. But they don't want you to have it anymore. If you're speaking about Jesus and about God, they don't want us to have it. And only God is preventing them from coming at us now. And he will, glory to God, as long as we stay true and steadfast in our faith and walk up right before him, we've got a defender. We got a great lawyer that'll come on our behalf and plead our case. And his name still is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. He said, John bear witness of him, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. People, you can't find forgiveness in any other name but Jesus. You ever thought about that? Where do you find any scripture in the Bible that says you can pray to somebody else? Buddha, anybody, Muhammad, it don't matter. You can't pray to none of them and find forgiveness and grace and the true mercy of God except through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the Word of God. That's why.
Amen.
He's the one chosen. He said there's no other name given among men through and by which we must be saved. If you're going to be saved, it'll be in the name of Jesus. It'll be crying out to
Amen.
Him with your whole heart. Because he said the day you cry out with your whole heart, that's the day you're going to find him. That's the way salvation comes.
Yes.
No other way. Praise God. Said, glory to God. Said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. See, you remember in John 14, verse 6, he said, I'm the way, the truth,
mm-hmm.
and the life. And no man
yes.
cometh to the Father but by me. He's telling you out there, glory to God, quit looking for some other way to get to God. Quit looking for some other way to find forgiveness and salvation. There is no other way, and it even tells you this. You can't come to Jesus unless the Father draws you to him. He's got to pull you to the Word of God. You get in it, go to reading. I'm going to tell you how I got saved the first time. I was going up to church up here, and it wasn't going to church time. I was going different times and talking to the preacher. He would sit down and go through the Word with me and pray with me. And he'd give me certain scriptures. Go home and read these and study them. And the more he did that, the more that Word of God got to eat in my heart. And I knew, boy, you talk about falling short of something. I was way, way, way short at it. And the more I read, the more I yearned to be what the Word said to be. The more I figured out I'd done everything backwards in my life. And it was time to go forward. Praise God. Up in the woods one day and just reading. And I got to crying. Don't know why I went to crying. But I got to crying and talking to God. And all of a sudden, he come down and come near me and forgave me my sin, took them away. everything that was wrong. I got rid of it. I didn't want it no more. I could see. My eyes were open where I'd been blind to the Word of God. And my heart filled up with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. Praise God, that ain't never left. Yeah. If it leads you, that's when you go back and you do them first works again because something went wrong. Hallelujah. And praise God tonight. He said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Christ. He wasn't going to take credit for Jesus. He said, I'm not the Christ. Glory to God. You think about Nervy. And no man has seen God any time, see? And only the begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. This is the record. And John sitting there, all of them came, and he right off the bat said, I'm not the Christ. Do you know that the Levites and all them, I mean the Pharisees, were hunting somebody to blame because of the fame of Jesus? And he's come and said, look, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the one hunting. Glory to God. It's not me, but praise God. And said, and they asked him, well, what then? And think about it. Art thou Elias? And what did he say then? Art thou that? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. And then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah. That's what John was sent for, to make straight the path of the Lord. He was sent to baptize with water under repentance, but at the same time, he was telling them, there's one coming after me. Oh, he's a lot bigger and mightier than I am. Glory to God. His shoes, I'm not worthy to even loose and bear his shoes. Glory to God. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes.
Now you ask yourself, have I been baptized with the Holy Ghost? Because you're the one that knows. And if you hadn't, I'm saying this tonight, you better get that way. Because glory to God is what Jesus came for.
Amen.
And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is who cometh after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latcheth, I'm not worthy to unloose. Now, you see, that's how mighty Jesus was in the eyes of John the Baptist. And he was baptizing people unto Jesus to come to the Lord, to come to repentance. That's how you open the door to Christ. Bless God. But he kept saying, I ain't even worthy to loose the latchet on his shoe. Glory to God. He's that much further above me, praise God. And yet people, they went, we got Baptist churches. They call themselves Baptist because they follow after John the Baptist. You better trade. I'm telling you. They preach Jesus, though. And they love the Lord. And glory to God. That's what John said. You better, because he is so much greater than I am. He's mightier than me. Glory to God. And said, these things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptized. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, praise God. I thought, how many people are not close enough to him that they would know him when they see him? But John said, behold, the Lamb of God. Look over there. That's him, not me. That's him. That's who you need to be looking to. That's the one that can bring you to see. That's the one that can save your soul. That's the one that can save your children. That's the one that can save your land. Praise God. It's him right there. That's him. Reckon how many of them believed him. You ever thought about that?
Mom.
I did. I thought about that. I bet he wasn't believed by five or six the whole time. and said, this is who, him of whom I said, he cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Now, everybody thinks, I must be a Pentecostal preacher, huh? I got to be Pentecostal, because everything I say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. People, I'm reading it out of the book. I didn't write the book. That's not my word. That's the word of God. That's the word of salvation. That's the word of truth. You can't make it a lie. Glory to God. If Jesus spoke it, that's exactly the way it's going to be. He's the one that baptized you with the Spirit of salvation, the Spirit of forgiveness, the Spirit of grace, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And when he resides in you, he said that's power. Power that you can resist the devil, that you can tell him you got to get out. That's the power that gives people enough strength to lay hands on somebody with a sickness, and the sickness leaves them. That's the power that they can stand in church and get in the Spirit and turn around and tell you the answer to something you're praying about. That's the same power, glory to God, that when somebody comes in and they're eat up with the devil, you can put your hand on them in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, not in my name, not in my power, but in the power of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Ghost. A blessed God. And I've seen them come out screaming and squalling, and it made them put like smoke out of them and leave the building. Oh, you're lying. No, I'm not. As many others seen the same thing, folks, all over this country. They've seen God at work. They've been in the churches, hallelujah, God. When the church looked like it filled up with a hazy smoke, that the Spirit of God was so real and so true and so upon that building, that the building actually filled up with the presence of God to where you could see him. Glory to God. You could see the smoke of his presence in the building. Now, that's when you have in church, and that's when believers have congregated together. Glory to God. Ain't no doubters in there. Glory to God. And today, you can't find that much.
Come on.
He spoke to God, and he said, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. That's what John bore record to, that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, if you don't want them, well, I don't want to believe it that way. I've heard the preachers on TV say it different from that, and they're so much smarter than you are. You're just an old country preacher, ain't even got a college education. You can't know nothing. Friend, I'm telling you something. Glory to God. Wisdom is not having all the knowledge of the world. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge you do have. That's how to take the word of God and apply it to your life. Hallelujah. To know that Jesus truly was the Son of God, that he was sent down here for a wretch like me that could not get himself out of the trouble that I dug myself into living ungodly. Hallelujah. But when I cried out, there was somebody come on the scene, a blessed God, and changed me. And the outside still looked the same, but the inside was totally different. And the outside just slowly changed and come into order. I had hair down to here, down on my shoulders. Lord, I done that old goatee and stuff. It's all gone. But praise God. Because why? I cut my hair to look like somebody. I put on clothes to look like somebody. I'm black. And all that stuff. I don't like to go to town and see the women that don't know you put clothes on to go to town. I don't like that anymore. Mm-hmm. God don't like it at all. But they still do it. Glory to God. I'm going to read a little bit of this right here out of Revelation. I'm going to start in about, let's see, verse 5 of chapter 1 in Revelation. He said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
Now you think about that. It's telling you what Jesus came for. It's telling you why he had to die. It's telling you that old cross of Calvary, you know he didn't want to go there. Would you want to go there and be beaten and tore up, your face all marred up, a crown of thorns crushed in your head? Glory to God. But hand you on the cross with old wooden spikes and throw your hands and your feet, nail you to the cross. But praise God, let that slow death come on you. You wouldn't want to do it. And Jesus did it willingly. Because he could have got down wherever he wanted to. But he done it for you. He done it for me. He done it for as many that's afar off that will come to him and accept him as the Lord and Savior of their lives. Praise God. He'll do it. It goes on here and says this. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also yeah. which fear him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. They are to wail. If they've never took him and asked him into their life, but they've lived for the devil all these years, yeah, there's going to be some wailing and some crying and lamenting of going around the world because, oh, well, I thought I was right. I thought I was good enough. I thought I was living good enough. But I never accepted the Lord. Here's what he's going to say. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Amen.
Say, Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Oh, wait a minute. You said that was Jesus, right? But why did it say he's the Almighty? Because I told you, they're all three in one. They're in the one
yeah.
package, praise God. And you don't understand it, something's wrong. But there's a three part. There's a triune God. There's a Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. There's the Son, which is Jesus Christ. And there's God the Father. God spoke. The Son, he's the Word of God, but his Spirit is in the Holy Ghost, bless God. If you want God's Spirit, his anointing, his saving fire, his sealing grace, all that you need to carry you through this evil world, bless God, you also better have his Spirit. Because without it, I'm telling you, that mark of the beast will be stamped in your forehead. You won't have the seal of God. The seal of God is his Spirit within you. Remember what I said. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. Everything was spoken to existence. What did he say next? And the ending. The ending of it all. When it comes back and God, oh gosh, all that mercy, all that love that he feels toward us, glory to God, there comes an end to it. When people cast him out that last time and he said, that's enough, son. Go get the ones that love me. Go down there and receive them. Glory to God. Because it's time for my vengeance to fall upon this earth. And glory to God. Said it'd be so bad, even the elements would melt with fervent heat. And people still, they're choosing the lake. People, I've heard them say, come up to me. Well, preacher, I'll let you know this. God ain't going to throw nobody in that lake of fire. I said, amen. You're exactly right. He ain't going to throw you in the lake of fire. You get there by yourself. God made
That's
you a escape route. He put you a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You can climb up to heaven. Just choose Jesus and the Word of God. And you can get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't choose him. You won't have him. You'd rather have
mm-hmm.
what you see out here. Well, what you see out here is temporary. People's salvation is eternal. Glory to God. Jesus come down here to give us life and more abundant life. That don't mean having stuff. That means having more life, eternal, forever life, living in the kingdom of God, where you can't never feel another pain, where you can't never be sick again, where there's no more death, glory to God, no more crying, nothing to cry about up there. But praise God, what do you choose today? You've got to choose it. You've got to want it. You've got to accept Jesus. I can't do it for you. If I could, we'd all be saved, praise God, because I don't want to see nobody go in that lake of fire. Oh, Satan
Amen.
Will torment you. The fallen angels will be there to poke fun at you and mock you while you suffer throughout all eternity. Say, you could have been up there with them. I believe in my heart they'll be able to see us, but we won't be able to see them. I believe they'll look up and see what they've missed and see some of their loved ones up there enjoying the kingdom of God, the righteousness of Jesus Christ reigning inside us, glory to God. And they'll be just longing and wishing for one more chance to say, please forgive me. Please get me out of these flames. And there won't be time for them to say it anymore. Glory to God. He said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word. This one, why was he there, you say? Why was he on that prison isle? He fixed the teeth. I was on the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And people say, well, we'll be gone through all that tribulation. I would like to know why the Bible says some of you will be cast into prison. It says you'll be tormented 10 days. But if you'll just be faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life that you'll have forever. You can live forever. But if we let go for 1 minute and turn away from God, you'll lose all of your reward that he's got laid up for you in heaven. All the treasures that heaven holds, we can lose them just like that. Said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book. Send it unto 7 churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake to me. And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet, yeah, like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth, listen to this, went a sharp, two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I'm the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
And the keys of death and hell. People, he's got the keys of death and hell. He's unlocked them for me. I don't have to worry about that part. I just got to worry about walking on till I reach my end. He said, glory to God. You know what it says over in the Bible? That if we can make it to the end, the same shall be saved. But we can't fail along the way. We can't get complacent. We can't go to church cross the arms and never put nothing into the service, because you can't put nothing out if you put nothing in. You got to give Jesus your heart. You got to give him your life. You got to show him, I love you, Lord. You got to tell him. You got to praise him. You got to sing to him. You got to do something.
Amen.
Praise God. To show the world he made a difference in this old boy. Glory to God. I ain't who I used to be, but I am who I'm going to be. Hallelujah. I'm sealed, sanctified, set apart, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Glory to God. A holy nation. That's what the children of God are. And it's time. Stand up and speak out in power, not in weakness.
Amen.
Power. To tell this world, I'm not falling for your tricks. I'm not falling for your lies. You're not going to do what you say you are, because I'm praying against you. Oh, they're fighting in court everywhere. The schools want to take our children from us and turn them into something else other than what they are.
Mom.
They have a revolution of Christians on their hands when they stand up and all of them throw their hands in the air and ask God to intercede. Praise God. He ain't never failed. Glory to God. He ain't going to fail us now. Stand up. Be heard. Tell them what the word says. Glory to God. They're our children. My children don't need nobody messing with them. Your children don't need nobody trying to take them away and do something awful to them. And yet they claim that's the good thing. See, good, Bible said, in the end, good will be evil spoken of, and evil will be told it's good. We're there. Y'all say, well, we're not here to end yet. We're there. We're there, folks. Read Matthew 24 and all, and it'll tell you, them signs, it's done been done. Them signs, we're waiting on God for his patience to run out on all the people. Praise God. That's after our nose better. They know it's a lie. They smell it, glory to God. It smells like smoke. Comes straight from hell. Glory to God. What they're trying to stick on you, man. It's a bald-faced lie from hell.
Amen.
And it's of the devil. And we all know it's of the devil. Praise God.
Amen.
And stand up. Let your voice be heard. Glory to God. This goes out over the internet. My voice will be heard. They'll probably block it. But if you do, I beg God to make a way for it to be heard. Because I'll preach
Amen.
It on the streets. I'll tell everybody just what God said. I can't go by my word, but I can go by the word in this book. And I know that this word is true. Glory to God. It's founded. Hallelujah. And the strength of God and the power of the Almighty. The one who said, let there be light. And I believe Jesus is right there with him. He turned the switch on, don't you? I believe he turned his back
Amen.
To the world. And he came down here to us. And he said, while I'm here, I'm the light of the world. I'm trying to show you how to get home, how to find salvation, how to be forgiven, how to have your sins blotted out forever, how to walk a straight, narrow path, glory to God,
Amen.
And lead us up to salvation, because many they are that walk that broad road that leads to destruction today. Hallelujah. And more are choosing that broad road. They don't want
Amen.
To do anything that costs them anything in their life. They want to enjoy it and just soak up the world. Praise God. Well, you be a sponge to Satan. I'm going to be one that walks straight. And I'm going to see God. I
yeah.
want to know that I know every day that I'm living good enough to please the Father. Hallelujah. I want to know that I've honored Jesus Christ for his sacrifice for me. Hallelujah. I want to see my kids, every one of them saved, my grandchildren,
yeah.
everybody I know. I'd love to see them in the kingdom of God. But if they don't go, I'm not going with them to the other place. I made my mind up.
Yeah.
And you know how old stubborn countrymen are? They just, that's it. Stick their chest out and that's it. I'm not changing. I'm not changing my mind. I'm not turning around. I'm not looking to the right, the left. I'm going on for Jesus. Glory to God. He come all the way from heaven down here. He went to that rugged cross. He could have got down. 12 legions of angels was sitting ready, looking at him, waiting for him to say, get me down, I can't take it. But he loved you and me enough to stay on that
yeah.
cross. You have to love him enough to stay busy and working for him. Now I'm going to show you a little something else I want you to read. And don't worry, it's just a couple of verses. I know some people say, my God, is he going to hush me up? But you get fired, I feel good tonight, though. It's the best I've felt in 3 weeks, I guess. My sinuses feel like they've opened up. I'm not hoarse, glory to God. That's the first time in a while. But this comes out of the 19th chapter of Revelation. You know how I told you? I was going to show you another place where he is the Word of God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to start in verse 11. And it's chapter 19 of Revelation. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True.
Yeah.
And righteous, he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name Y'all ready for this, right? His name is called the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, we can say what we want. And we can say, oh, yeah, I believe what the preacher preaches. Then why don't you seek the word out for yourself and put that word in your heart? David prayed in Psalms. He should write it on the walls of my tabernacle. Write it on my heart, Lord, where I won't forget. And I won't stop praising you. Your praise, he said, will continually be in my mouth. And yet when I go to church, they just sit. They just come and sit. And you never hear even say glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the salvation. Thank you, God, for coming down, being in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet Holy Ghost that gives me power to want to get up and testify to somebody. Thank you, God, for the power that's in me. When somebody comes up and needs prayer, I run up there to lay hands on them because I know you're going to do something. If I pray in faith, you're going to move. Hallelujah. Something's going to change. They're going to get better. No disease has got to go. Praise God. Why? Because that's what Jesus does. He never stopped. Think about this. He's a miracle working God, right? Everybody knows the miracles that Jesus did. Why did he do them? Because people believed he was going to. And we've lost that kind of faith. If we got that kind of faith, we can pray what we will. And he said, I will do it. But you've got to have that faith to move God to work that miracle that you're praying for. You can't just pray to be making racket. You got to pray because you know he is the Word of God. And we can stand on that word. It's true. It'll carry us through up to the end time, glory to God. And it'll carry us into the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen.
When you stand before God, I don't believe you got to say a word. I don't believe you got to go up and try to make excuses why you didn't do something. Because I believe that the power of God really is inside you. You'll be led by the Spirit, not by the flesh, but by the Spirit of the living God. Tells you so in the book of Romans. If we live to the flesh, we will die. But if we live to the Spirit, it's life eternal. Praise God. We got to be led by the Spirit of God. And there's so many people don't even believe in the Spirit of God.
And
you're lost. You say, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. According to the Word of God, you're lost and undone. You've got to have the Spirit of Christ. The 8th chapter of Romans, the 9th verse, the latter part of that verse, said if any man, woman, boy, or girl, have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You don't belong to Jesus unless you've gone far enough to receive the Spirit. Because you didn't believe. Or you'd be down on your knees crying out and seeking that Spirit. And every day you'd seek more of that Spirit. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't even like to tell this, but I done stuff I shouldn't. I took stuff I shouldn't, okay? They leave it at that. I ain't never in my life felt nothing that feels as good, lasts as long, don't cause nothing, and that's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. When I'm down, I had COVID. After the COVID, I had double pneumonia. Praise God. I was sick. And I prayed, just God, I want to feel you. And that Spirit of God rose up in me. A day and a half, I was over pneumonia, y'all. Double pneumonia took me. That's the God. We serve him. But do you serve him with all you got? Are you giving him everything? Have you cried out to him and say, Abba, Father? You can't do it without the Spirit either. To say, Abba, Father, I love you. I want to be more like Jesus. I don't want to see any of me in me no more. I want to see him in me. I want to be able to go out conquering evil in this world and tell it, get the hints. I've come to bring Jesus onto this one, to pray the Lord on this one, to testify to this one, to lead them out of darkness, to show them the light of God. That's what a preacher ought to be doing. That's what a church ought to be doing.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a deacon. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. Well, you might not be a child of God if you don't want to do nothing for it, too.
Amen.
You better
Come on.
you better park yourself on the seat and look inside you and see what you got there. It may not be God. It might be a spirit of laziness that I went to the altar one day. Hon, you better go again. You didn't get what you need to get. If you got what you need to get, he said you'd be zealous of good works. In other words, you want to do it more and more and more because you got a God that's worthy. You got one you know is. You got one you know will keep you to the end, glory to God. And them that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So saith the Word of God. So saith Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God. But if you ain't got enough of Jesus, praise God. Oh, gosh, I feel great. If you ain't got enough of Jesus to get up off your tail and get on your feet and praise him, then you don't have any. It make you mad, get mad. You don't want to hear me anymore, don't listen. But I'm going to tell the truth in God. If people's in church today ain't got no more life in them than that, they ain't got the life of God inside. He come to give you more abundant life. That you'd be so hopped up on him that you'd be praising God wherever you went. And we got them that will never mention him. Never open their mouth to say glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Why? Because they don't have what they need. They're starving their soul. Praise God. Feed your soul. Feed your soul. And God will eat your body. Feed your soul. Don't go into hell starving yourself on a diet. Staying away from God. Crying out every day. I ain't got what I need. I ain't got what I need. The only place you can get is on your knees. In a heartfelt, humble prayer to God. And hallelujah, God. I ain't trying to be mean. Believe me, I'm not. I love you all, and I want every one of you to be in the kingdom of God. And all of us share eternity forever together. But you're not going to make it if you don't do what this word says. If you don't repent, if you don't come back, if you fell away, you got to do your first works over. You got to come again. You got to cry out to God, please forgive me. Come back into my life. Let me come back in your arms, Lord. Go get baptized again. Wake up. Let that old man actually die. And wake up in the newness of life in Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. That's what, praise God. If all of us had a newness of life like it talks about in a glory to God, 2 Corinthians 5:17, where old things is passed away and everything about you becomes new in Jesus, a blessed God, you wouldn't have to worry about doing it over and over and over. Come to God every day. Please forgive me, God. And tomorrow, you've done something else. Oh, please forgive me, God. He said, don't come back with repentance from dead works, but go on and seek after the prize of the mark of the high calling of God. Oh, yes, he has a calling for you. Praise God. You may be the least one in church. You might have the biggest calling. But you'll never know until you get the Spirit of God to lead you. You'll never know if you're going to come up short or if you're going to make it in. Without Jesus, glory to God, I wouldn't know anything. He teaches me through the Holy Ghost. Y'all didn't read that part, did you? Now, when the Holy Ghost comes, he'll teach you all things. And when you need it, he said he'll pray it to your remembrance again. Where you can tell yourself, the word says this, get out of my way. So people, we got to go back. We got to go back. We got to go backwards some. We got to fall away from this world and fall in the arms of God again. We got to get down and humbly seek him. And glory to God. It tells you over that glory to God, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If the people which are called by my name, called by my name, will humble themselves. Turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face. Then, he said, I'll hear you from heaven. Forgive your sins. And I'll heal your land. Baby, we got a land that needs healing. We got Washington, D.C. needs healing. We got things in America that need to be undone. It's been done. There's things in people's lives that has drove them crazy, absolutely crazy, because they can't forgive themselves of what they've done. But there's a God that can forgive you. There's a God that can clean up your memory, that can fade. And praise God, you'll look forward to tomorrow and the next day and going on because you're going to glory of God. But until you let go and quit feeling sorry for yourself and come to the one that can help you, that old stuff's going to drag on forever. I'm begging you tonight. I ain't much to beg, but I beg you tonight. Don't turn away from this just because I preached hard and told the truth. If we didn't have the truth, we wouldn't have the Word of God in us. If we didn't speak the truth, it wouldn't do you no good, because the Word of God is the truth. And if I preach it, I'll not apologize for it. Glory to God, because I told you the truth tonight. If you don't have enough that when you go to church you can give a little to God, a little praise, a little love, a little wanting to pray for people that need it, then you don't have enough to get in that gate. When you get up there, you go look. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Well, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Well, you're not doing nothing right, and that is wrong. To them that know to do good and doeth it not, to them is a sin. It is a sin to claim Jesus, to claim salvation, and not have His Spirit in you. How can you have that? How can you get the forgiveness, the salvation, the mercy, the grace, but you won't receive His Spirit? Something don't jive right there too good, does it?
Mom.
I'm preaching because I want to see you live. I found a way to get to heaven. His name is Jesus. He is the Word in this book right here. I can't get there any other way. I can't make up a story and tell you and say, now do that. I can only tell you what's in this book. And if you'll only do what's in this book, you won't have to worry about what happens when Jesus comes. Because you'll be ready. You'll be watching. You'll be one that's looking for Him. But the others going to catch you unaware. And you're going to say, well, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? Chapter 7, book of Matthew. Many will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all this stuff? Didn't I cast out devils? Didn't I do this and that? Didn't I do many for wonderful works in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you. You're doing that on you, trying to do it on your own. You didn't ask me to come inside you and help you. You just told me, forgive me, Lord. You didn't ask me for forgiveness. You just told me to forgive you. And I didn't do it. Because you'll find God when you humble yourself, break down at lowest point in your life, and cry out for His help. That's when you'll be found, did you?
Yeah.
You see, love is rich. That's be as a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a repentant spirit. One that's sorrowful. One that wishes they could go back and change time and not do it. But praise God, you go to Jesus, and He cleaned you up from that day on. You don't have that record anymore. But it's up to you, friend. I love you. I want to see all of us get saved. Praise God. But you know what? You got to be ready to be saved. Jesus can't just come, take you over, and make you be saved. You got to long for it. You got to want it. You got to really repent. You got to humble. You got to have a broken heart. Why am I broken heart? Because you know you failed God. You failed you. You failed your family. You failed your friends. If you got children, you failed your children. If you got a wife, you failed your wife or your husband. Mm-hmm. But the worst thing about you failed Jesus, the one that loved you more than anybody else could ever love you. I want you to think about that tonight. If you need Him, call on Him. He'll be there. As soon as you cry with that broken heart, that humble spirit, He'll hear you from heaven, and I guarantee you'll feel His presence. The rest of your days you can say, I am sealed up by God. I'm sanctified. I'm set apart. I don't want nothing to do with this world. I want to do heaven. Praise God. Tonight I love you. Sister Betty loves you. And that's why we do this. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to have a chance to realize who and what the Word of God is. That's your key to salvation. That's your guide to your life. That's the light that He shed on our path, where we can walk right in this world and walk right up to the gates of heaven. And you know what? He'll look at you and say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord. But if you're not, He'll not know who you are. He said, I know you not which you are, He said. So it can end the other way. Friend, tonight, I ask you to pray with me right now. Just a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, if they're out there tonight, Lord, and they've never received your Spirit, but they're claiming salvation, Lord, please let them know you can't have one without the other. That you got to have the Spirit. There's got to be something inside them to lead them to you, Lord. There's got to be something that would teach them the right ways. Teach them what the Word of God means and says, that it means exactly that. That if we don't repent, we're going to go into hell wide open. But if we'll repent and be truthful to you and serve you, God, on certain, that heaven will be our home forever. So I'm asking you, God, if there's one crowd outside, and I feel that somebody out there is getting moved on by this, Lord, because we've showed them things maybe they've never heard. But, dear God, if they'll listen, if they'll cry out right now, I believe with all I've got that you'll hear from heaven, that you'll forgive their sins, that you'll fill them up with your Spirit. And they can walk up right before you, before Jesus, before this whole world. And they can be a light and a witness for you wherever they go. God, if they call on you, I ask you to forgive them. Lord, I ask you to work with them and draw the ones that didn't call. Pull them to you, Lord, that they would cry out for repentance and be their God, be their Savior. Lord, I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Savior of the world. I cry out in his name for all the lost, Lord, my lost children, my lost loved ones, neighbors, friends, people that live around us, God, that don't know you. I ask you, make yourself manifest in their lives. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've got a lot to be happy about.
Amen.
But it makes us sad when we see somebody that don't know Jesus and that don't want to know Jesus, that they refuse to know Jesus. I cry out as hard as I can. I've got sweat rolling, air conditioner running wide open. Don't make no difference. There's a spirit on you that'll heat you up and boil you on the inside.
Amen.
Call it the Holy Ghost. And I urge you to do better. Urge you to just keep going. Even if you've got a mountain, if you can't even see the top of it in front of you, he'll give you the strength to climb, friend. You ain't got to move that mountain, Lord. I'm going over it. In Jesus' name. I love you. Just bet it will turn it back to you now.
Good words. And just want to say to all the listeners out there that are on Facebook, you can put your prayer requests or your praise reports in the comments below. We'll be back in just a few minutes to take prayer requests and to pray over the needs. So me and Tim's going to step over here and sing another few songs. So just pray for us there. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay,
when you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you lead from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow man. Don't have to go around, bring your face towards the ground, but you'll have joy and gladness in your soul. The Lord will lift you up, he'll fill that empty cup. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you live from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow man. And it'll all clean you out of the shifting sand. When you get touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Get ready for the day. The Lord's gonna call you away. He's coming for a church that's built on solid ground. tell a thirst of his blood, and about that home above, when you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. What you need from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow men, and I'll plead them out of the shifting sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. What you need from day to day will show it. You'll have love for your fellow men, and I'll plead them out of the shifting sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You'll have love for your fellow man. Hello, please, and out of the shifting sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The woman pressing through the crowd, blind man who cries so loud, 12 men in a boat in a storm, down they could trust the Lord. The widow who found one place, the leprous man who gave him grace, they all realized one day, the day he could trust the Lord. God will always make a way where love seems to be. He still reigns up on his throne, watching you and me. So when your world is falling apart, you can stand upon the word. God never fails, and he can't lie. He can trust the Lord. So when your body suffers pain, God will make you well again, and you will find that more and more you can trust the Lord. When your money's all gone and the bills are dead, the car needs fixing and you need to, God saves the aged and free, you can trust the Lord. God will always make a way where love seems to be. He still reigns up on his throne, watching you and me. So when the world is falling apart, you can stand upon the word. God never fails, and he can't lie. You can trust the Lord. So when your world is falling apart, you can stand upon the word. God never fails, and he can't lie. You can trust the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Build on the rock, stand fast and sure. When the strong winds blow and the waves rise high, there's war all around, but the house is dry. This house will sing, for it's built on the rock. I asked a man about his house, and he had been there long. He said it's weathered many storms, because I built it strong. Asked him what the secret was, what price he had to pay. I never will forget the words I heard the wise men say. Build on the rock, strong and secure. Build on the rock, stand fast and sure. When the strong winds blow and the waves rise high, war all around, but the house is dry. This
on the rock. Hill on the rock. I'm thinking for his word so wild, and then I turn to go. He called a name and then he said, there's something you should know. Don't ever be so foolish as to fool those he can't fail. If you want to build a house that you know is gonna stand, make sure that it's built on the rock. Don't get too sure. Built on the rock, stand by for sure. When it's gone, when it's cold, when the waves are high, there's water all around, but the house is dry. His house will stay, close the film on the rock. Jesus is the rock, is my salvation. Yes, he is the rock, my sure foundation. His word and his name are my cornerstone. As all my house is gone, cause it's built on the rock. Don't get secure, build on the rock. When the storm winds blow and the waves rise high, the water all around, but the house is dry. This house will stay, 'cause it's built on the rock, built on the rock, built on the rock, built on the rock. This house will stay, 'cause it's built on the rock.
If you don't want to miss the Lord's appearing on that morning when the dead cross your eyes, will that make your preparation secure your soul salvation? And keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. See those clouds, they're the ones he's coming back in. From the east, the country comes to us again. See those clouds, they're the ones we'll join the saints in. On that morning, when eternity begins, in the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be over. And with my friends, it will be too late to pray. Be sure the time is nearing, the hour of his appearing, when the bridegroom comes to take his bride away. They're the ones he's coming back in. From the east, we cross each other to earth again. See those clouds, they're the ones we'll join the saints in. On that morning, when eternity, people that wrote in, and
needing prayer. So I'm going to read them off here. I want everybody to be helping pray for them. Brenda Carden says, please pray for me and my family. And Sharon Nowak said to remember her in prayer. Charlene Hall said to pray for the flood victims, for the for her family, and for America and Israel. And Gwen Poole said to remember her and her family. She's a diabetic, and she's got this sore on her leg that won't heal up. So remember her. Her son, ever since COVID happened, he's been in and out of the hospital. He had COVID and it like killed him, and he just got back out of the hospital again for the second time the other day. He was in there like twice in 1 week or so. So remember him. His name is Dustin, and he's got four little children, so remember him and his wife and his family. Remember Ann Hagen. She needs healing in her body. Her daughter, Melissa, unless she gets a miracle, it's going to go on to be with the Lord. So remember, God's able to raise her up. So let's pray for Melissa that God will get a hold of her and raise her up out of that sick bed. And she said to pray for her grandson also. And I have many family members that need to be saved, so just remember them. And I just thank God for what he is doing in my family. My sister called me the other day, and she was real excited that her and my two brothers and some of the other family were going to sing in church. And it really meant a lot to me because, you know, they're growing in the Lord, and I just thank God for what he's doing for me and my family.
Amen.
And I just pray for the other ones that they'll come in and see the light and get in and get to worshiping the Lord and serving the Lord. But just remember all the ones that are in the hospitals, all the ones that are, let's remember the ones that are in jail. They need prayer too.
Amen.
And
yes.
Remember the ones in nursing homes and the ones that are shut in. Let's remember Joel Powell. He's a good Christian man that has a tumor on his brain. Well, he's got a brain cancer. He's got a tumor on his brain. And remember him and Lena. They're good friends of ours. He's had several surgeries and needing God to give him a miracle. Remember little Landon. He's still been battling that cancer, and the little other little boy named Noah that's doing chemo. Remember both of them and all the little children that are, all the people that are doing chemo and radiation.
Amen.
That's real hard on the bodies, and without the Lord, you know, they can't make it. So just remember them, and remember a little boy named Landon that is in Illinois. He's kin to somebody that we know up in Illinois, and he's battling cancer also. So remember him. Remember a lady named Ina. We became friends with her down in Athens, and she's a good Christian woman. And she asked us to remember her in prayer. She had her gallbladder removed about a week or so ago. So remember her. Remember Jacoby and his family. They've been battling sickness, so remember them. And let's remember Brother Ivan's brother-in-law, Holly's husband. He's, well, I think it's more like nephew-in-law. But anyways, remember Holly's husband. He's battling cancer. He is some better than what he was. The tumors have shrunk. We thank God for that. But just continue to pray that all of it will be gone.
Yeah,
and let's pray for all of his other family that needs to come to the Lord. And let's just reach out and pray for all these people. God knows the other ones, the unspoken ones. And let's remember my brother's grandson. He was bit last Friday with a snake, and he was running a fever and all that. The fever's gone, but just remember him, that God will heal that all the way up there, and that he won't have any more problems with it. And Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests? Let's remember our pastor. He's resting tonight. Let's remember Nellie also. She, last night her blood pressure was really high, and she's on dialysis, and she's needing God to move for her. Her blood pressure has went back down now. So it just goes up, and then sometimes it goes to the bottom. So just remember her and all the ones that are taking dialysis. Okay, go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, I talked to some of them at church, and they gave me one, Sonia Davis. Her mother's got Alzheimer's, and she's really having a hard time taking care of her. And she got a call that her sister had been to the doctor, and she got some really bad news. She just asked that we'd lift her and her mother and her sister up in prayer. And let's remember the people in Hawaii over on Maui, where that fire swept through across the island. There's a 100-something verified dead, but there's about 1,000 still missing, that they don't know if they burn up, drown in the ocean, what, they don't know yet. Till they find out all that. And I think our government told them American citizens, they said you're going to send them a one-time check, $700 apiece. And they got on to Biden about it. Now I think he's going down to see them and offer them some aid. Let's pray that he comes through and helps them people. They've lost everything, all their clothes, their homes, their cars, everything's gone. And they really need us people to pray for them and hope our government gets out and really helps them. Do you remember
them?
Yeah,
I heard
remember that? Go ahead.
I heard the other day that they were jumping into the ocean to get away from the flame.
Yeah, and they said some of them died, though, because the smoke was so heavy they choked to death on the smoke. Smoke inhalation killed some of them that couldn't swim away fast enough. The fire was so big, you couldn't get away.
Let's also pray for the ones that are not saved, that they'll come to the saving knowledge of Jesus.
Amen. That's what I've been praying. Praying for the ones that did lose their life, that they were saved. God have mercy on them. But, And remember my lost children. Like you, I think everybody's got lost people in their families, grandchildren, my children. I got some that's not saved. I just love to see them all in where I know they're took care of, their eternity is set, sealed up.
Yes.
And it kills you when they're not. It dislikes everybody. All these with cancer, all these on chemo and dialysis and all the things, you know, what's going on today. There's so many, so much sicker than I've ever been, that I just cry and pray, ask God to touch them tonight.
Yes, and let's remember Ed Hughes. He's in the hospital needing a miracle. Chris Collins is needing healing. Denise Schaefer had surgery today, so remember her. And there'll probably be some more coming on in, but we'll just go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all the... Okay, go ahead.
I got a praise for Sunday night, we left church. We was praying for a man. His name, we call him D.D., but his wife had to go in for surgery Monday. Both of the big vessels on each side of her neck were stopped up. One of them was nearly all the way, and the other was like 70%. She had that surgery Monday, and I was calling to check about her and stuff, and they said that she's done home, doing great, and surprised the doctors how great she was doing. And
praise
they don't
the
think for it. When you believe and pray, God will move.
Yes, he will.
So let's just go to God and all these years that we've got, and just wait and see what God does.
Amen.
Lord,
Heavenly
Father, we come before you right now. Lord, there's so many in need, so many hurting, Lord, all those people in Maui and Hawaii, Lord, that they spend everything destroyed that they have, Lord. But they still have a chance to get to you. And Lord, you would set up supply all of these according to your original glory by Christ Jesus. As the ministry to give God a supply, everything they need to put their lives back together with you, Lord. As the ones that are in the hospitals and nursing rooms, the jails and prisons, God, minister to them. We pray that we get to work before you, Lord, and ask you to move on. Ask you to move on little Landon and Noah, all these children that's got cancer and all these trouble that are doing so bad on Dora. Lord, she's been healed of the cancer. She's got so much real she fight. God, ask you to move on. Curse the cancer. Lord, speak a word.
Lord, that have COVID, Lord, asking you to touch every one of them and continue to touch that baby, Lord. We pray for you. Thank you for what you've done to it, but Lord, protect us.
We're bringing Lord Jesus, move to that. Have mercy and touch these sick ones, Lord. Lift them up, God, these ones that need miracles. Well, I pray for a miracle for your God today.
You are the great physician, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you.
And dear God, my faith tells me that you will do it. Not that you can, I know you can. But Lord, I believe you can do it. I believe you'll touch your mouth. And Lord,
that
I've got a God that we ask in faith, you restore the sick, God.
Lord, you're able to do it.
Off the dead field. And Lord, you raised the dead and
faithful.
Lord, we just give you the glory and honor. Ask you, Lord, to bless this today. Then brought me back to that. God, and I pray that be this better now. Lord, help them and lead all of them. So stop this in our sadness and all that it chokes us. But God, give us faith to you, the word of God, and to be a faithful witness and a soldier of the life of God, don't we go. Lord, move on each one out there, but let them know you, God. Lord, establish the spirit of faith. And Lord, when you heal them, let them know it was you. It wasn't prayer, it wasn't the word prayer, but it was Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we pray for that revival that's going on.
All we pray is God to move on the lost tonight, God. Wherever they may be, bless their hearts, Lord. Convince them of their sins.
And set free and deliver the Lord from
Jesus' name. That they'll find the forgiveness that you died to give them.
Ministering, Lord, and anoint them.
The wounds of our hearts be
healed, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in that.
So many times. Lord, let our hearts be healed. And let us be covered in your precious blood.
And Lord, for my friend that lost her husband about 6 months ago, Lord, just come. Let us be, Lord, God, preserved with you in the name of Jesus. We pray.
They feel like they just walked in the street, God, for all. As the children of God, ask you to have mercy on the Lord tonight, on the homeless that are out here, while we shelter everybody else. Remember our population of our veterans, people who are in the water, went on hard times, God. Move
and for my cousin,
help
Lord, that's been down the sick, we ask you to touch her body and make her whole.
Lord, have them diseases. Ask you to heal their minds. Lord, give us glory for our prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we ask you.
Praise the holy name. And Lord, just touch all the sisters that are lifting your name up, Lord Jesus, that are really going by the
Lord. Lord, don't disappoint.
Lord, what you've already done.
So wherever they are.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank glory to your name.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Glory
got something
God.
Else to add to that, brother? Anything
yeah,
else to say?
What a preach spurred something in my mind. And if they got their Bibles, tell them to go to them. It's over here in the bathtub. 8th chapter of the book of Romans at the first verse says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now what it's saying, you got the Spirit of God inside you. You're not condemned to nothing. That Spirit of God is in you because you've been forgiven. But many people, they don't have the Spirit of God. They don't believe in the Spirit of God. And without it, you're still walking in the flesh. And it's impossible to please God in the flesh. You have
That's
to live
right.
in the spirit. Glory to God. He said this in verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they
Amen.
That are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. In other words,
yes.
you're minding the things of God. But if you're in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be minding what your flesh wants, what it desires, what it sees and wants. But if you walk in the spirit, God will take care of all your other needs if you'll just seek him first. If you have his spirit within you, you can be sealed, satisfied, glory to God. And here's what it said, for to be carnally minded is death. That's fleshly. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes,
so, praise
amen.
God. When I said if you don't have the Spirit, that you don't have God, I meant what I said, because it tells you there that if you're carnally minded, fleshly minded, it's death unto you. But if you're
yes.
glory to God, spiritually minded, it's life and it's peace in your soul. But people are throwing it away. Their opportunity to seek the Spirit of God, and they say, well, our church don't believe in that. Then go to a different church. Go by one that's Bible read and Bible believing. Don't matter what's wrote over the door. If they believe that Bible and serve God that way, they're right, folks.
Yeah.
And there ain't no two ways about it. A glory to God.
Yeah.
If we ain't got the Spirit, we don't have God. If we don't have God, where's
yeah.
your hope of salvation? Where's your mercy? Where's your grace? A glory to God. Without it, you don't have God. You can't have it and not have his
yeah.
Spirit. Because his Spirit comes to all them that's truly born again and put the filth of this world off of them and put the flesh under subjection that they can walk in the Spirit of the living God. That's what the Bible teaches us. Glory to God. He said, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's verse 8, chapter 8 in Romans. Read it yourself. Said,
yeah.
but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be
yeah.
that the Spirit of God dwell in you. It says, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You can't claim Jesus, the bringer of salvation, unless his Spirit is within you. And that's the Word of God. It ain't the Word of James. It ain't the Word of my denomination or my church. It's the Word of God. It says you can't without his Spirit. You can't claim Jesus. You're not none of his. You don't belong to him without his Spirit, folks. And I know
Amen.
That beats something to death, but it's something that we better learn, that we've got to have. It's like oxygen. You can't live without it, glory to God, because he just said it, carnally minded is death. Spiritually minded is life. That's what we got to have. If we want to truly live, we've got to have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ inside us. And without that, I don't believe we're going to make it home. I don't believe we can make it off the ground when it comes down. And claimed his own, praise God. He's coming back. He's coming back. And he's coming after a people that have made themselves ready. Glory to God. They've received the Spirit of God. They've sanctified themselves before him. Hallelujah. By walking in the Word of God and applying it to their lives. And without it, praise God. Without that Spirit, you can't claim God. You can't claim salvation. Praise God. And there ain't no salvation in any other name but the name of Jesus. And glory to God, without his Spirit, you will perish. You will fall into the snares of Satan, because it's the Spirit that teaches us all the things in the Word of God. Everything he teaches us, and he brings it to our remembrance. That when the devil comes, he'll come slipping in the back door, trying to try you and to tempt you. But you can tell him, the Word of God says this, that I don't obey you, but I obey God. I don't belong to you. I belong to God. And he said, if I'm in his hand, nothing can bring me out of it. Glory to God. So you can get away from me, Satan, and he will leave you alone. But you got to submit to God first. You got to break down and say, well, my spirit sure ain't getting me nowhere. It can't even get me off the ground. But if I can get the Spirit of God inside me, hallelujah, I can defend myself against the devil. I can defend myself against this world. I can defend myself against the lies and the hypocrisy of this world around me. Praise God. And I can walk on holy ground. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I can walk upright before my God, before my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But without that spirit, you can't please God. It's impossible.
Amen.
You can't please Him and not have the spirit. Hallelujah. And people want to go to church, claim to be saved, claim to be a blood-bought child of God. Then why didn't you finish the job? He said, he said that Jesus was the one, and He baptized us with the Holy Ghost. We just read it a while ago. I just preached it. And glory to God. And still people, I don't want that spirit. I've seen them old holy rollers get up and shout. Praise God, that's called a war cry, folks. We're telling the devil, you got to get out of here because this is Jesus' place. This is His people. We are covered by the blood. We're filled up with the Spirit, and we got power over you.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Any time that God's people woke up to the fact that if you don't have the Spirit, you don't have Jesus.
Amen.
How can you have Him and not accept His Spirit inside you? How can you have Him and not long for His Spirit to be in you? How can you claim Him, but yet you don't want all of Him? You just want the part that forgets you. That's it. Well, you got
Amen.
To walk in salvation. You got to live in salvation. You got desire in you to get closer to God. Well, there ain't no closer than Him living inside you, is there? Then why are they denying His Spirit? Why are they listening to these dried-up preachers, ones on TV out for money and stuff? I tell you, all you got to do is send me your seed and let me take that money from you. God will do the blessing. He's right about that. God will be the one to bless you. He'll bless you with hell if you throw away His Spirit. So great a gift, so great a defense that you can have against the enemy. Praise God, and you'll fall for the wiles of the devil instead of being in the arms of a living God if you return His Spirit away. Glory to God. He says this, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. That therefore, brethren, we are debtors. You owe this, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, glory to God, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you are the one with your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When you get up, you're the one. Ain't got to worry what he reads in that book because your name's going to be down. His Spirit's going to be in you. Glory to God, people. Time to wake up. We're sleeping on God way too long. It's time to get back that old way of preaching. When they preach so hard, and it just sweat run off the people sitting in the pews, even in the wintertime, because it was getting on them that thick. That's what we got to get back to. And I'm telling you tonight, if you don't have the Spirit of God, I pray that He puts something on you so strong that you get right now down and start seeking the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because that's what Jesus come to baptize you with. He didn't come to baptize you with the Spirit of forgiveness or the Spirit of grace or the Spirit of mercy. He's going to give you that if you cry out to it. But what He come to baptize you with is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And glory to God. Why do you not want that? I want the fullness of God. You can't have part of Him and throw the rest in the garbage. You receive
That's
God.
It.
You want to receive God the way He tells you to receive God. You can't get Him my way or your way or the highway. You've got to get Him His way because it's the only way He's accessible to us, folks.
Yes.
God loves us all. He loved us, everyone, enough to send Jesus Christ to that cross to die for us, that we could obtain mercy, but not just mercy, not just forgiveness, but to have strength and power within us. Because He knows the devil's going to try us. So He sent of His own Spirit, and yet we threw Him back in His face. People better get the Spirit of God if you want to go to heaven You better receive that Spirit. The only way to do it is to break down and realize you must have that Spirit to claim that salvation. Glory to God. Sis, I'm sorry I got carried away a little bit on that.
Oh, that's good.
I'll just turn it back over to you, I guess.
I just want to read a few more scriptures here. In Matthew 24:35, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Amen.
And you know God's word, he'll still be here when the world's on fire.
Amen.
God's word will never pass away. And another one right here that I wanted to read is Isaiah 40:8. It says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, God's word will lead and guide and direct you in the way that you should go. If you just stay in the word, he'll teach you how to live for him.
Amen.
So I got one more here. And it's James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. We got to be hearers. We can't just be hearers. We got to be doers of the word. Do what the word tells us to do. If we do what the word tells us to do and stay in his will, then we'll make heaven our home.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, knowing the word won't get us there. Knowing the word of God won't get you there, but doing the word of God
Amen.
Will.
Knowing the word will. Amen. Got to have Jesus applied to your life. Got to have that blood applied.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I see that we got about close to a minute, so we just want everybody to join with us on Monday. Pastor Don Harris. He has broadcast on Monday, and we'll be here at 6 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, USA Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Standard Time, I mean. Excuse me. And then we'll be back next Thursday for Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. So we'll be on from 6 to 8 then. So join us and tell all your friends and family about it, and like and where we can get the gospel out further. So I see that we're about out of time, so we'll just say we love you all. Good night. God bless. You go with God, and he'll go with you.
Yes. Amen.
Love y'all.
God bless.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.